guy who played last night, Gerard Mayo. Gerard, Mutt and Lou, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Listen, Gerard, I got to apologize, man. I know last Friday we talked. We probably put that hurricane thing in your mind, didn't we? You know, Hurricane Irene flying home and then that knuckleball of an airplane you guys probably were in on Saturday.
Oh, man, that thing was crazy, man. But we got home safe. The only thing was I didn't have power when I got home, so that's the bad thing.
No, I just wanted to ask because there's a lot of big men on that plane. Anyone there look like they were a little bit frightened? Anyone screaming?
Well, you know what? To be honest, I was just looking out the window the whole time trying to find the ground. So I didn't see anyone else's face.
You guys come back, and off of that game, Gerard, and watching the game back here, seemed like there were some miscommunication defensively. Maybe you guys didn't play as well as you have liked to play. Does that lead into how much maybe you played last night, wanting to get back out there and playing in that game after what happened Saturday?
You know, Coach tells us to be ready to play 60 minutes every week, and, you know, it was a disappointing performance in Detroit. So, you know, I guess Coach felt like we needed to be back out there against the Giants, and I think we went out there and played well.
Yeah, it looks like the, as a team, you know, Mutt mentioned that miscommunication, that one touchdown in particular. You know, you look like you were covering the outside and you had a conversation with Patrick Chung on the inside. Stuff like that happen in preseason a lot with you guys, you think, or at times, and dealing with it on the field?
You know, we're still growing. We're still learning each other, and we're still learning to play. So sometimes miscommunication happens, but it all starts with me, you know, making sure everyone's on the same page. So I'll take the blame for all that stuff that happened to us. No, these past couple games.
So how much of it you think was maybe, you know, bad taste in your mouth in that Detroit game or, you know, maybe not playing this week as far as as much as the starters did play? And you would have had over 2 weeks off before game one. Probably it was good. It's probably you wanted to get back out there.
Yeah, you know, we love playing football. That's one thing I love about, you know, playing for New England, that all the guys here, we just like playing. You know, Coach can't really punish us by keeping us out there. You know, we enjoy the game and enjoy being out there getting better, so.
You got that, and you said, you mentioned it, you're taking the blame. You got the green dot on your helmet. It's been such a weird offseason. And does that lead to, Gerard, maybe some of the miscommunications we saw because you've had such a short amount of time? And as you told us, going into after Tampa Bay game, you guys may be doing some different things defensively this year.
You know, of course, anytime you take out, you know, weeks of, you know, preparation time as far as OTAs and mini camps are concerned, you're going to, you know, have to cram a lot of things in when training camp begins. So, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses or anything like that, but so, you know, we're all on the same page, you know, every team in the NFL, so we all have to get on the get on the workhorse and really put a lot of time in the classroom, man.
All right, so you got game four over with. You got 10 days now before Monday night down in Miami. Probably a lot of time here is preparation for that game. How has your role individually changed, you know, in the last 3 years now that you've been in the league as far as being a communicator, being a leader, and being that guy preparing this team?
You know, when New England first selected me, you know, back in 08, you know, you think about the linebacker room alone, you know, the guys that we had in there, the experience that we had in there with, you know, with the Mike Vrabels, the Teddy Bruschis, Roosevelt Colvins, all those guys. You know, that's 10-plus years per person, you know. So now our room is pretty young. So I just take that role as, you know, a leadership role, getting everybody here and, you know, just trying to make sure everyone's on the same page. And, you know, like you said, having that green dot on your helmet is a lot of responsibility.
You talk about being a leader. How does that translate for you, Gerard, in terms of, you said, getting guys there? Your leadership approach as you head into this season, is it more vocal? Is it more by action? How do you approach that role?
We still have great veteran leaders on this team. You know, Vince Wilfork and, you know, Tom, obviously. So there really isn't too much to be said at times, but, you know, when something needs to be said, you know, one of us will step up and say it. But, you know, I'm more of a guy who likes to lead by, you know, by his actions, and, you know, hopefully guys see what I'm doing and try to follow.
All right, now you say when something needs to be said, one of you guys step up and says that, Gerard. Is that maybe different for you than it was your first couple of years? Do you have to earn that right on that team to be able to, if something has to be said, be able to step up in front of your guys and say something?
Oh, definitely. You know, you definitely have to earn the respect of your teammates and of your coaches, you know. How would it sound if I came in as a rookie, you know, telling Teddy Bruschi and Tom Brady to shut up and pay attention?
Oh, not too good. I don't know if that go over so well.
Exactly. I probably wouldn't even be here in New England right now. So, you know, it definitely, you know, that stuff has to be earned and, you know, just have to go out and do it.
You know, before that game last night, you know, we hear prior that Haynesworth's in the game. Sean Ellis will be in that game. And it's really the first time you saw that, you know, that starting front four on the field together at once. What was that like last night? What were your thoughts on seeing those big fellas in front of you?
You know, I haven't had a chance to watch the film, but it was exciting just to get the, you know, get the guys out the training room. And I think those guys played well from what I could see, but you got to ask me again next week after watching the film. So
you'll watch the film. From a bigger picture standpoint, from a, as a linebacker, Gerard, how much does it help you when your defensive line, no matter who's out there, is getting pressure on the offensive line? We saw in a play last night, first play, Haynesworth shoves the offensive line really back and destroys the pocket. For you as a linebacker, how does it help you out when your guys are destructing and causing destruction up front on an offensive line?
You know, anytime the defensive line is getting a lot of push in the pocket, especially on pass plays, you know, it really makes the quarterback, you know, change his whole throwing technique. And the ball can sail on him. You know, that's what causes turnovers and things like that. And then the running game, you know, it's like, where do you fit? You know, he's pushing the guard back 4 yards in the backfield, so the running back's going to bounce anywhere. So it pretty much destroys the whole running play. So it's always good to have disruptive people in front of you.
Now, you guys played the Giants last night. Out of the four preseason games, that's the only team you're going to be facing. You face them week 9. I'm not sure you took much from that game because I don't think they really played anybody. But do you approach that differently? Do you watch what they're doing and kind of learn from it, maybe look back at that 9 weeks from now?
Yeah, you know, we went out there with the mindset, you know, try to put as hard as we can and get a feel for what they do. Because, you know, even though their starters weren't out there, it's still their scheme. So we try to learn as much as we could as far as their running game and what they're trying to do in the passing game.
Gerard, it's your fourth year now. Take us inside what a day like tomorrow is like when they'll be, assuming 27 players or so, who are on your team last night, off the team and looking for jobs in the NFL.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, it's a sad day. And, you know, it's part of the game, though. You know, it's up to Coach Belichick and Mr. Kraft, you know, as far as, you know, evaluating the talent and things like that. But at the same time, there'll be guys without jobs, and you never like to see things like that.
Now, on Tuesday, Gerard, you were the recipient of the Ron Burton Community Service Award. That must feel pretty special.
Yeah, it does. You know, it does feel pretty special. You know, just to be recognized for things like that, because, you know, I just do it just because, you know, I love the kids, to be honest with you. I'm very passionate about doing things for kids, and, you know, I know it sounds, you know, corny or cliche or whatever, but, you know, the kids are the future, right? So I'm all about giving back to the community, because at one point I was those kids.
When you got here in your first year, were there a couple of guys that maybe you looked at and said they're big in the community, they're helping kids out, they're helping different organizations out? Those are guys I want to emulate in a Patriots uniform.
Yeah, you know, and it starts with Teddy Bruschi. You know, he was always in the community giving back, and, you know, all the stuff that he had went through as far as his health and things like that, and he still was able to give back, you know, on his day off and things like that. You know, I really took notice of those things and tried to apply it to my life.
Gerard, we certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you after you watch this tape and enjoy your Labor Day weekend.
We want a breakdown. Right.
We want the breakdown, Gerard. Right.
I'm going to give you the breakdown next week, guys. Appreciate it.
Right. Thanks, Gerard. There is Gerard Ray Mayo joining us here on Mutt and Merlone.